Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD, iHeart, Podcast, Health, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. This is 1265B. The Bs are always great guests, and we have one for you today. Dr. Earl J. Campazzi, Jr. brings over 35 years of clinical experience and four broad board certifications, which means he's done a lot of studying, to his Palm Beach concierge practice. He's a graduate of the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, an excellent medical school, holds 3 degrees from Johns Hopkins, including a Master of Public Health, an MBA from Duke, so he's kept studying as well. He has a medical practice, a concierge practice in Palm Beach since 2006 called Island Medical Care, and maintains practice at one of our locations, Cleveland Clinic, Florida. He's written a book, which is really quite interesting because it says that everyone can have better health with AI. And he goes further in looking at this by talking about how we and how the industry will turn wearable and smartphone health data into warning signs instead of relatively unused numbers. So first of all, Dr. Campisi, thank you for coming on. And secondly, the book, by the way, is Better Health with AI. And the website is betterhealthwithai.com. And I forgot to tell about our sponsors. So before I get to the first question, our sponsors are lifesfirstnaturals.com, lifesfirstnaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue, and foryoungevity.com. And we'll talk a little bit more about them later on. But Dr. Campazzi, do you have a wearable on yourself?
Yes, I've worn the Oura Ring for, I think, 3 or 4 years now. I check it almost obsessively. How well did I sleep last night? And I also wear an Apple Watch and try and close all 3 rings. People that wear it will know what that means.
Do you think you're too compulsive at looking at the data, or does it motivate you to change behavior?
I think I'm in a good place with it. I check it once a day. I check it when I wake up and then make sure that I swam today, even though it was in the 60s, and I'll work out tomorrow morning with a trainer. So I try to do what I preach, or do what I write in the book, and follow the metrics.
So a lot of us in medicine have felt a improvement in a couple areas with AI. One of which has been that the conversations in the exam room can be recorded with AI, and the medical record made a pretty good medical record with those systems through what would be the Epic AI system. It's not, I don't think, owned by Epic, but is used in a medical record that we call Epic that is used by probably 60% of practitioners. The other place that I find it a little bothersome is patients come in with questions that, because they are not perfectly framed, get some weird AI answers. Tell us why we will get better health.
I like to say that AI is a little like a Swiss Army knife, that it has multiple uses, probably many more than people routinely think of. I'll get to your couple of points in just a second, but just to notice, for instance, virtually all mammograms are now overread by AI, or an AI assistant is helping the radiologist read the mammograms. And I tell my patients that you really want to double check and make sure that's the case, because there's some very good studies that show AI is better than expert radiologists in picking up some small tumors, etc. It can enhance the literal colonoscope that the GI doctor uses. So his vision is enhanced as he's looking through it and can pick up tumors and polyps better. So it's not just limited to kind of the summary where you were saying about Epic, or just the question and answer with like a chat GTP can do that. But I always say that my patients either come overprepared or underprepared for the exam. And AI has a tendency right now to have them come in overprepared with kind of obscure things and too much information. I think as we work with our patients about AI, we can improve that and lead to more of a summary.
Yeah, and we do. I should say one of our sponsors, foryoungevity.com, is a AI coaching program on wellness and longevity that has saved the Cleveland Clinic. We've been using it since 2008. It has saved the Cleveland Clinic $190 million a year with its Healthy Choice program and getting and helping patients, helping our employees and dependents get to what we call 6+2 normals. So we've been using it routinely in a coaching situation, another difference.
Well, that's fantastic. And that's just one of many ways AI can be used and will be used more in the future.
So tell me, you're obviously enthusiastic about it. There is the question that patients have about, some patients say that our, quote, AI scheduling system, unquote, makes it harder for them to get to the doctor they want to get to than they would like. And all of these things, I think, are part of the new system. Tell us about the how you're using wearables to predict disease.
It's a lot more powerful if you can link your wearables. And there's some new programs called data aggregators. If you look for patterns, for instance, on nights that you don't sleep well, probably your diet is not as good because it's a natural instinct to go for more carbs when you don't have enough energy. There are programs where you can simply take a photo of what you're about to eat and it will break down the carbs, the proteins, and the fat, and also estimate the total calories. Not perfectly accurate, but probably within about 10%, which is good enough to see trends. And the other thing is, if you get a poor night's sleep, you're much less likely to exercise or maybe exercise as vigorously. And that's a very simple example, but linking more and more data, you can see patterns. Another caffeine and pulse rate would be another example.
Now, the Apple Watch that you wear has been certified to detect atrial fibrillation. How good is that at detecting it? In other words, when someone's feeling tired, will it almost invariably pick it up, or is it a hit and miss thing?
There's two modes. I think that in the passive mode, where it's pretty good, but not medical grade as far as picking up AFib. But then there's another mode where you can press down on the stem and have it do a mini EKG for you. And that's really quite good in picking up AFib. There's an app on the Apple Watch that you select and then you put your finger on a dial. And that is really very good at determining AFib.
Now, you write about the flipped script method. What's the flipped script method?
AI is question and answer. They call it query and response, but basically question and answer. And say, you know, you had your wife was just diagnosed with a breast mass, and of course you want the best care for her. You could, you know, ask questions like, you know, where's the best breast surgeon locally? Logical questions for you to ask. But you're far better off saying your goal, saying, you know, my wife is how old and was just diagnosed with a breast lump. What should I do? It'll come back and, you know, it'll talk about pathology and that you could get pathologists to overread it at a distant location like an academic center. It can talk about making a one-time trip to a cancer center, even if you want to get your care locally, the importance of the markers, and explain things to you. So you can ask basically open-ended questions to AI, to the chatbot, and then it will advise you the additional information you need, and then the questions you should ask. And those are often questions you wouldn't necessarily think of, especially if you weren't in the medical field.
So it will help you. And of course, you can record, and I think almost every physician I know is more than happy, you can record the conversation on your Apple phone. They can be summarized by AI pretty easily.
Yes.
That's one of the great joys now in seeing that. What motivated you to write the book? And I should mention again, the name is Better Health with AI, no punctuation, betterhealthwithai.com. And we're speaking with Dr. Earl Campazzi, C-A-M-P-A-Z-Z-I. The book, of course, is betterhealthwithai.com. It's got a bright red cover, the way I have it anyway, which I think is the cover that will appear on the real book. Is that right? It is a red cover?
Yeah, the book is out, and that is the cover. My motivation really came from my patients. I could see them literally bringing me printouts from AI and kind of struggling with how best to use it. I thought, well, if my patients are struggling, everyone is probably struggling. And then you never learn something as well as when you teach it or you write about it, because you have the discipline of researching it and putting all the facts together.
I want to thank you for doing this podcast with us. This has been 1265B of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Podcast Health, Radio MD, or iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Our sponsors are ForYongevity.com. And as I said before, they have a coaching program that helps you in 18 different areas, whether it's stress or menopause or andropause, that is low testosterone, or whether it is physical activity or balance, eye health, etc. They go through each of those and will help coach you on a 180-day program. You can do a 5-day version or the full 180-day version of the programs. So you learn how to stay younger longer. Our other sponsor, LifesFirstNaturals.com. LifesFirstNaturals, the makers of bovine colostrum, True Biotics, and Dye Rescue. We'll be back next week, and we hope you are too.